Coming up on KSCP News, Alaska cruise traffic is on the rise. Stay tuned. Good afternoon. You're listening to KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams with some local news on Thursday, August 3rd, 2017. Longtime Kodiak resident and state senator Gary Stevens is running for lieutenant governor in 2018. For now, he's the only person to declare candidacy for that position. Stevens has spent almost 18 years in the Alaska legislature. Before that, the Republican was a familiar face in Kodiak's local government. He was mayor of the Kodiak Island Borough and the city of Kodiak, in addition to serving as school board president. Stevens says running for lieutenant governor has been in the back of his mind for some time. Now that he's starting a new term in the Senate, he says he's finally in a good position to do it.
If I win, great. If I lose, I'll spend two more years in the Senate. So either way, I have a friend who used to always say, send me to Juneau or send me fishing. Either way, I win. I sort of feel that way, too. You know, either way, I'd much appreciate the opportunity of being a lieutenant governor. If that doesn't happen, I'll spend a couple more years in the Senate.
If elected lieutenant governor, Stevens says he'll be flexible about working with whoever wins the top job.
Giving the governor your input and your impression of how things should work or may work or can work is really, really important. And that's the main thing. And it's really up to the governor in that case to figure out how best to use the lieutenant governor.
Stevens says Alaska is struggling with its election process. Soon, he says the state will need to replace its voting machines and could consider an alternative method like mail-in ballots. He says his priorities also include healthcare, oil and gas, and international business. Alaskans will vote for governor and lieutenant governor in November of 2018. More tourists are expected to arrive in Alaska next summer on cruise ships, according to new research from Wells Fargo. The company predicts about 6% growth over this summer, which has seen a little more than 1 million passengers statewide. However, that number is based on capacity, not tickets booked. John Binkley is president of Cruise Lines International Association Alaska, and he says they are just following the money.
Most of these are publicly traded companies, so they're looking at where they can take these assets, the ships, and move them to the destination where they're able to get the best return on investment for their shareholders. And right now, Alaska is popular. So that allows them to charge a little higher price.
Binkley says factors influencing high demand include Alaska-based reality TV shows, interest in the Arctic, and strong marketing. He expects cruise growth to continue into the 2019 season, although he doesn't have the numbers yet. And that's the news from Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams, and you're listening to KSDP 830 AM.